I'm joined by Penny Holmes, who is the director of the ARC Incorporated, who's put together a magnificent film and discussion for Saturday morning, June 18th at 10 o'clock. And so, Penny, could I just ask you to tell us what's going on and who our special guest is?
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and so forth. We're going to be celebrating along with our partners with Hudson Valley Community College and CEO and TRIP, which are all local nonprofits that's going supporting this fabulous director's work of art that focuses on a lot of the work in which we do in the community, trauma informed. And this movie is going to highlight all of those issues that there is trauma that happens in your childhood that you bring into your adult life. And we think it's very befitting for the holiday of Juneteenth because of a lot of the trauma that you see have happened over histories of years. This is a special young woman that's written a play, and we're going to showcase it. And we hope that this will be one of many. And I'm going to let her go into more detail, Marcia, and we'll let her go into more detail because it's based on her life.
So this is Marcia Reeves, who is the writer and producer of the film. Is that right, Marcia?
Correct. That is correct, Kathy. Thank you. Yes. Hello. And thank you so much for having me, Kathy and Penny. Thank you, CEO, ARC, TRIP, Hudson Valley. This has been a wonderful, wonderful invitation to come and share my film, Sunshine Circle, about a little girl who suffered a traumatic experience, but the people on her journey helped provide her the tools she needed to be resilient. And that's where I want people to walk away with that. Yes, trauma is real, but we can be resilient. And with the Juneteenth celebration being in such big display this weekend, I think it's just perfect what CEO is doing and ARC and TRIP and Hudson Valley to allow this film to be screened so that people can understand that you can overcome. And yes, we have some generational trauma, but we also have resilience. And the story is a warm, family-friendly film. I don't think anybody has to be concerned about anything that will harm children from seeing it, but I think it's just a wonderful way to get the family involved and get everyone discussing, yeah, what about what happened to me a couple years ago or 20 years ago? How can I overcome this situation and this trauma? So I think people will walk away feeling good about the film and with tools they can use to overcome.
Thank you for that introduction. One of the things that's always struck me about trauma and about our society's approach to mental health and well-being is the extent to which we're expected to put on a good face and pretend like everything's fine. Mm-hmm. The American social system doesn't have a really deep interest in acknowledging the reality of human needs, mm-hmm. whatever they are. And so people become enculturated to just pretend like the needs are, they're in the margins. We don't talk about them. We don't show them. We pretend we don't have them. And that's whether or not you've experienced adverse childhood events, ACEs, traumatic events in childhood. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it becomes for people like you to share your experience, mm-hmm. it normalizes it. It mm-hmm. brings it out into the open where people then have permission to acknowledge that maybe I've just been trying to fake it for too long. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not me that's the problem as so much as this world that won't let mm-hmm. me. Sorry to go on and on like that. Mm-hmm. Marcia, what do you think? Have you seen this kind of response in viewers to the film?
Yes, especially adults. This film particularly is a period film, so it takes place in the mid to late 60s and kind of pans into the early 70s. So people of that generation are the ones who, we didn't have the tools, we didn't have the camps and the programs to address trauma. That's why I love what Troy is doing with all of this trauma-informed initiatives, because so many people are still suffering. So I think it's important that especially older adults who have never addressed their trauma, to start looking back and understanding what happened to them and forgiving themselves and realizing it's okay to talk about what happened.
It's okay to talk about it, and it's even necessary to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Before we started the recording, you were telling me about the history of this screenplay. Can you review that for us? This has been with you for a long time, this story.
Sure. It has. About 20 years ago, our local TV station talked about a contest to win for if you had a script you wanted to submit, and it was for the Dream Builder Scribe Award, and it was to honor the dream of Dr. King to make sure that every individual, especially minorities and Blacks in particular, would be able to tell their story. And so I wrote the script for that as a short film. It didn't win, but it did receive honorable mention. And so I actually went down to participate in the winning film and be an extra on set. And I was just like so excited. And I thought, I've got to produce my film one day somehow. And so I sat on it for about 10, 15 years. And about 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I really got serious about producing the film. And so I picked it up, brushed it off, turned it into a feature film, which is a little bit longer than a short. And hired a production company to assist me. And here it is.
Wow. And so this just came out last year. Is that right? 2021?
Yes. It premiered in 2021, but we filmed all during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just talk about added challenges.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcia. You've piqued my interest. I can't wait to see the film. We've got just a couple of minutes left. I'll turn it back to you, Penny, to lay out what's happening on Saturday morning for the screening and all.
Okay, thank you. Well, the event is going to be at the Hudson Valley Community College. At 10 a.m., there will be a meet and greet. 11 o'clock will be the film screening. 12:30, we will have a lunch will be provided. And at 1 p.m., we're going to have a discussion with Dr. Miller, along with the director, Marcia. And we would love for you to come out. I mean, it's a free event in the community. There's going to be many events going on that weekend. And one of the specific reasons for having it early is so that you can attend this event, but you can also attend several of the other events that's going to be going on, not only on Saturday, but the whole weekend. So please come out and join us. And we welcome any questions and an opportunity to meet young people. It's geared towards health professionals, educators, nonprofit leaders. It's really a film that will cater to everyone in the community. And it brings us together to work on a very important topic.
It really is an important topic. And I want to thank you and the ARC for bringing this film, for recognizing the importance of it and bringing this film to the community. And Marcia Reeves, writer and producer, I want to thank you for your persistence in continuing through with the project, bringing it to fruition. I'll look forward to seeing it.
Thank you, Kathy. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us. This has been Kathy Silber for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, talking with Marcia Reeves, the producer and writer for the film Sunshine Circle, which ARC Incorporated and other community organizations, along with Hudson Valley Community College, are sponsoring the screening of at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, going till 2 in the afternoon, with a lunch and a discussion. Thanks again.